The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
we know God offers the wisdom and direction. And I think if we'd quit sniping at one another and fighting one another and allowing hate to prevail, let love overflow. That's what the church is able to set the example for. And beyond anything we've ever seen, let's pray that love flows freely. As a matter of fact, I pray often that the kind of love that flows through the viewers of Life Today so miraculously will just spread through the whole church.
Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm holding up a devotional book. We have just been through, of course, the spring edition of Today's a Good Day. The fall edition will be coming, and the winter edition will be coming. And Betty, I was just looking, and you know, we're going through a tremendous time of pressure with this pandemic. I don't know that there's ever been a time when the whole world's been just shut down. And by decisions, we can debate the wisdom in all of them. And I really thank God for the churches that were willing to say, we don't want in any way contribute to people being ill. But we're not going to allow the federal government or any power to tell us we can't come together and pray and worship. And I don't think I don't know, maybe some governors or some states are foolish enough to do that, but that's not national leadership. It's certainly not the American people. But as we look at the effects of famine, in the Old Testament, drought led to famine. If they didn't have the food in the agrarian society where they're growing their food and dependent totally upon it, if you had a drought, if you had the effects of that, the pestilence in the fields, then you had a famine. But listen to what Amos, this is this incredible inspirational book. It just says this. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I'll send a famine through the land. Not a famine for food or a thirst for water. And without water, the most devastating possible form of famine and death. But a famine, not of lack of water or food, but a famine for the hearing of the words of God. Betty, this nation and many nations of the world are experiencing a famine for the Word of God because they've pushed it out. We've pushed it out of the academic community, pushed it out of public schools. We've tried to push up. People are talking about taking In God We Trust off the coins. They want to remove God from everything pertaining to life and godliness. They want it gone. A famine for hearing the Word of God. And listen, we not only hear the Word of God, we heed the Word of God. Jesus said, if you don't hear and heed, you build your house, your family, your relationships, your future, your nation on sand. And when the storms and pressures come, it'll collapse. Our nation is still standing because that foundation is rock solid. But there has become a famine for many to hear the words of God and act on them. Betty, I believe that this incredible crisis is an opportunity for the people who know the Father, who know the power of prayer, coming together and reveal God's love. I think the stage is set for the greatest spiritual awakening in history. And it's time for the Church of the Lord Jesus to not only proclaim the Word, not just declare it, but demonstrate in our lives. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. And like no other time I can remember in my lifetime, prayer is so very important. That's the first place we start. We start with that relationship with God and renewing it if we've gotten away from God. And through God's truth, through His Word, we know that we need to pray. And then as we pray, God will direct us. He will lead us in what to do and how to be a blessing and how to be a help to those that are suffering in maybe drought in their own souls, in their own lives, not only physically, but in that relationship with God, that we will present the love of Christ through us, through the vessels that He, and through His children. He's poured that love into us. Let's let it out and let others receive it.
Well, we absolutely have that opportunity right now. And, you know, those of you who watch Life Today, I don't exaggerate when I say you've got to be among the most amazing people on the planet, because you notice others in need. And if you know how you can assist, you always do it. Well, I want to tell you something. The reason we've gone through this, you may say, well, it's the judgment of God. Well, really, I believe it's the enemy going ballistic because he lost a lot of ground. We were beginning to take back effectively sacred ground that the enemy was trampling under feet because the salt of the effective witness of Christians had been lessened. Well, Christians began to stand. We began to take back sacred ground. And I believe the enemy just threw everything he could at us. And you say, well, what do? We stand up in the face of deception, of division, dissension, and death, and destruction, and we stand against the adverse effects that the gates of hell throw at us, and we prevail. Love is always the answer. We're in our Mission Water for Life program right now. We're in the final phase of completing the next 150 wells that will save the lives of literally thousands and, yes, even millions of precious children. That's what love's been doing. I want you to listen to the heart cry of a mother's concern for the life of those they love. And we have the perfect answer. And as we're asking God to heal our land, to heal our lives, to free us from the awful effects of this pandemic, to put us back on solid footing, to take care of all of us and our concerns, let's become a vessel that releases God's healing power in the power of love to those with broken hearts, just like the mother you're going to hear. And know this, you are the answer to her heart cry and her prayer. Watch carefully. Watch prayerfully.
Mwana wanje yajyamo ngaho oya none se nzo yapfiriye vuye yapfuye acibwamwo yabyimbye ubuda.
Venerande's family will never be the same. While all of her children constantly battle illness transmitted through their only water source, her youngest, a two-year-old, was simply too weak to fight any longer. Despite his tender age and tiny size, the void he leaves behind feels immeasurable. Like so many areas in Burundi, there is no access to clean drinking water for this community. The closest safe source is too far away and very costly. So the village must rely solely on the Mpanda River, water they must share with livestock and also use for bathing and cleaning. Even medical help is largely ineffective because the only available water remains tainted. The danger is unrelenting, and Venerande is helpless to stop it. Venerande and so many other mothers like her are praying for a miracle. It's the only hope they have for the future of their children. And you can help make it possible.
Lord, we do join that mother's prayer. send help. And the source is here. We really are the source. I'm not exaggerating when I'm telling you that you're the miracle answer to prayer. I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know how the pandemic has affected you and your resources. But I do know we've heard from a lot of people who said, you know, I know a lot of people are challenged, James, and we're stepping up. And I mean, we've heard some say, I'm gonna give for 10 people that can't give. I'm gonna do it. We've had people say, I never even dreamed I might give a well, but I can and I'm going to. Well, that's the kind of miracle answers to prayer we're gonna need to see. We're gonna need to see miracle answers to prayer in every area. Because all over the world, this situation is very, very real. Betty, while we're praying for a cure to all the challenges the pandemic has brought, and that means to economic restoration, I really believe if we continue to look to the Lord, Washington can help. Our national leaders can help. They could make wise decisions. They could quit fighting among themselves. They could really come to the table of reason and know that Uncle Sam and no federal government holds the answers. The answers are found in God's word and in love of people for one another, God first, then the neighbor. We're going to find the cure. But I'm telling you this, when we have a cure and we know that we have it and we see a need, it's a joy unspeakable and full of the glory of God to meet that need and become the miracle people long for. You take this little journey with us just to see the needs around the world, knowing that in your heart, because of the love of God that can flow freely through you, you become the needed miracle, and it is the perfect miracle they long for. We know it works, and love carries that miracle to the people. Watch.
These worn paths provide routes for people and animals alike so they can make their way to water sources. The problem with that is in most villages, families have to share the very same water source with the animals.
Animals drinking, and sad as feces, these ladies are here washing. And you can see by looking at the water that, you know, it's you wouldn't want to wash your clothes in it. But they do. But the problem is people drink this, and it's absolutely 100% contaminated. And it is killing people here in Africa.
It is hard to imagine the impact these polluted water sources have on a person until you take a look at the facts. The lack of safe water is one of the world's largest causes of illnesses. And even more tragic is the fact that these waterborne illnesses are one of the leading causes of death for children under the age of 5.
You know, Jesus says in the book of John, "He who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." When you help us bring clean water to these villages, you're really making a difference and bringing life to people who desperately need a sense of hope. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you for working together to bring the love of God to these people, just one cup of water at a time.
Do you know that what you saw right there running toward that well and everybody jumping up and down, that's what's going to happen in the spirits of concerned people all over the world when we find the cure for the coronavirus. And we want to find that cure. Well, we're going to keep trusting God for it. And we're not going to live in a state of panic. We're going to be pursuing what's best, what's right. We know God offers the wisdom and direction. And I think if we'd quit sniping at one another and fighting one another and allowing hate to prevail, let love overflow. That's what the church is able to set the example for. And beyond anything we've ever seen, let's pray that love flows freely. As a matter of fact, I pray often that the kind of love that flows through the viewers of Life Today so continuously and so freely, so miraculously, will just spread through the whole church. You know, you really are a miracle. By the way, we're getting so many people that have been watching Life Today and being so encouraged by the messages that we've been delivering, but also the love that we've been pouring out all over the world through all the ministries of Life Outreach. But those ministries flow through you. All the good that we're able to do is because of the love of God in us as members of Christ's body. And we literally, when we stand together, we put God's arms of love around broken people all over the world. And we, with water, meet needs that are absolutely miraculous. The cure is perfect. And what a change comes to a village. Betty, I'm praying today we're going to see a greater response to help drill wells, people giving $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Some can give a whole well, $4,800, but you can do something. I'm praying everybody watching will help.
I believe all of us can do something. And as our missions director, Ralph, talked about the living rivers of living water, that can be the wells of living water because it will bring life to these children and for these mothers that want to be able to have their tears of pain turned into tears of joy. What a difference we can make. So I hope you will join with us and let's bring out and let's put together, let's dig those wells of living water.
I'm going to let you just right now hear the voices of some of these children. When we drove into the villages where love had changed everything, where they were dying, where Betty and I would stand and look at thousands of graves, most of them tiny little graves where children were buried. And then we come after the water's there, after we fed them and stabilized them, and they're singing praises to God. What a beautiful sound. Love is what enables those children to rejoice. Thank you for that. The need is indescribable. The miracle is perfect. It's the effect of love. Would you give right now? Could you give a well? Could you give $1,200 and pray three join? Or $2,400 and say, God, give me one more to join me. We got a well. Or $48 and give 10 people water the rest of their life. Many people give $144 because that gives 30 people water for life. There's a level at which you can participate. Please, right now, get your bank card, go online, or dial the number and make the gift God puts on your heart. I really believe you're going to do it. I'm praying everybody watching will do something to share the love of God in an undeniable, effective fashion.
Dirty, diseased-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. With your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the final 150 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well, serving up to 1,000 people. With your gift, we'll send you Today is a Good Day seasonal devotional set. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this beautiful set features a daily scripture, inspirational thoughts, and a place for you to journal your own thoughts, prayers, and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, request the leather-bound, life-giving Proverbs Journal, filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, including lined pages for your personal notes. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request a Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So we're coming down here to the water source where these ladies have told us this is their only water source. This sort of river that flows through next to their village here is the only place they can get water from. You can see just how contaminated this water is. You can see animals use the same water as what people do. People wash in this water. It's incredibly dirty. But this is the only water source. And I think you might be watching this as a mother and you're saying, how can those mothers give their children that water? I would never give my child water like that. Yeah, you wouldn't, unless that water was the only water that your child could have. It's not that they don't know. They know this water's not clean. They know it's not healthy for their children, but they come and they collect it every day, arduous journey, carry those heavy buckets of water back to their children to give their children disease-filled water in the hopes that will give them the hydration they need, but not take their lives. And yet all too often, that is exactly what happens. They get waterborne diseases, cholera, dysentery, things like that. And it literally comes in and it steals away the lives of these young children. But it's so easy for us to change that. You see, if we bring Mission Water for Life to this village and we drill a water well, we've got drilling rigs in the area, we have the ability to put water wells in. What we can do is instantly change the condition in this village and save the lives of children that will be contracting waterborne diseases. Stop mothers from having to come down and take dirty, disease-filled water back to their families. We're here. We're able to do it, but not without you.
I'm coming to you with a very concerned heart as I watch that along with you. I watched those women walking away from that contaminated water. I didn't see joy in their faces. I didn't see romping and playing of children. It was almost like a death march, because those mothers know that if they keep giving their children that water, eventually it will kill them. They will lose their precious little ones. I want us to make that difference in giving them life. We can do that through the water wells. You can join with us, and we can give hope to these mothers. We can give hope to these children that that one cup of disease water won't be the last cup of water they get, but we can give them water for life.
You know, Betty, when we watch those mothers, it just tears me up. And we remember how much we prayed for Robin, our beautiful daughter. She fought cancer 7 years. Several times we thought it was over. And we kept asking God for his healing miracle or for the cure. And our daughter and her husband would say, "We think we know." The same thing Robbie Zachariah's family kept saying to Robbie, "Robbie, they're telling us they think this might work." And Robbie went through some things that he would have rather, I think, he said to me, "I'd just like to go home." But we're trying to find a cure. And we know how our heart longed for it. Well, those mothers' hearts long for it. But here's the thing we need to really understand. We do have the cure. Father, we want you to answer our prayers. Lord, I found and our viewers have found great joy in becoming an answered prayer. Becoming an answer to someone's prayer for their children, for the miracle of clean water. God, please today show us as great an outpouring of your love through the viewers of this program that we've ever seen in our life. In Jesus' name. Would you go and get your bank card? Would you use it like a check and go online? Or dial that number that's always there as a prayer line? And say, "Here's what I'm going to do. I can give a well, or I can give a great part of one, or I can give $48 and give 10 people water the rest of their life, or $144 will literally give 30 people water the rest of their life." I'm praying there would not be one person who can give a cup of water in Jesus' name that wouldn't do it today. Father, please hear this prayer and answer the heart cry and the prayers of those precious mothers in behalf of their families. In Jesus' name. Would you go right now to the phone? If you write a check, make it to Life, but tell us what you're putting in the mail. We need to know we've got the help to drill this last 150 wells that we committed to this year with your help. Thank you so much for doing it. We have some gifts that will bless you. But you really are giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. Thank you for doing it.
Dirty, diseased-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. With your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the final 150 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well, serving up to 1,000 people. With your gift, we'll send you Today is a Good Day seasonal devotional set. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this beautiful set features a daily scripture, inspirational thoughts, and a place for you to journal your own thoughts, prayers, and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, request the leather-bound, life-giving Proverbs Journal, filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, including lined pages for your personal notes. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request a Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hi, James and Betty. I'm here on the beautiful continent of Africa. And in this village, like so many other villages that I've been to, there are children dying all the time, simply because there is no clean water source. I know that you know that. You both have walked these very grounds in Africa and brought so much hope and so much help. But the situation here is dire. I've talked to so many mothers since I've been here who've buried one mother has buried three children simply because they have no clean water source. There's hand-dug wells, but I've looked at the water. It's filthy, but it doesn't have to happen. When we drill a fresh water well, it goes deep down to water that will not run out during the dry season like we have here. It will be sustainable. It's sealed in. The water is fresh. And I want to thank our partners for what you've done. But there's so much more that we need to do. Let's change this in Jesus' name and bring a cup of water, clean water, water for life in the name of Christ.
Thank you so much for your help. We're sending you Today is a Good Day, the devotional series. It's built on the seasons of the year. Today is a good day. You just made it a good day for a lot of people. The wisdom that's found in the Proverbs. I promise you, you're going to love this journal. Not only reading Proverbs, but all the places for you to journal the thoughts that God places in your mind and heart. Betty and I, just in behalf of mothers, families, and children, and people all over the world, thank you for giving them life. Thank you for watching Life Today, but especially sharing life today. God bless you. You've been a blessing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.